What's up, Nation? Welcome to another Blurry Hysteria, where Brent and I, David, get real dumb with real dumb stories.
Oh, they're so fucking dumb.
They're so dumb. I love it. Om nom nom nom.
What I meant to say is, because I just got back from Mexico for a week, so...
Yeah, know. What's up, Brent? How you been? Do you want to tell your stories? Yeah,
so I was just telling you beforehand, and you're like, how are you? I'm like, sore. I was walking down one of the streets, and we were in San Miguel de Allende, which is high up in the mountains area, you know, so I got a little bit of altitude sickness that I was there. That's a separate story, but very small cobblestone streets, tiny little sidewalks on the side. Walking up with producer Lisa, and a car swerves towards a box truck coming at me, and it swerves and slams into me and slams me into a building. I took off its side mirror, like ripped it off as it hit me, and the box truck took off out of there, and I said, oh, fiddly dee, I seem to have hurt myself.
Jeez.
Nothing bad, you know, but I got some scrapes and my arm is all black and blue and stuff from that. But otherwise, I guess if that's the worst thing that happens to me, I'm doing okay.
Don't you love it when a car's like, oh no, don't want to get damaged to my vehicle. Better hit this pedestrian.
Better
instead.
Kill this man.
But it still got damaged, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
Now they don't have a mirror. Not like they probably used it, but.
And, as I come here back and the weather's changed, I'm all congested again, so you guys get to hear me popping and crackling and all that noise in the back. I'll edit most of it out, but you're going to get a little bit of it because you deserve it.
I mean, all that you just said basically happened to me, too. I went outside yesterday.
Right.
So I feel like crap today. Yeah,
I went outside and God smited me.
I did gardening, so I am a little sore.
What's the weather like where you're at right now?
Let's see. Right now it's a balmy 59.
Wow, so you're still a lot cooler.
The highest high over the next week is going to be, I scrolled a little bit. It's going to be 74, I think.
That's all right, though. You know.
That's great.
Right? As I was walking in, I had just checked the weather. It's 78 and like zero humidity, like 30%. So it's gorgeous here right now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
I don't see any snow in the forecast.
Shut your mouth.
It snowed like 3 days ago, so.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was fun.
Man.
But anyways, got some flowers planted, so yeah, things are happening. But we got some other news.
Yeah?
Other news of the world that folks have sent us and want us to pontificate on.
And pontificate we shall. Oh, point of order before we start. I'm running a contest this month in June in Hysteria Nation. All you got to do is give us a review somewhere. iTunes, Spotify, Podchaser, anywhere that allows you to take a screenshot of it, post it. We're going to put you into a drawing and we're going to give first and second prize. And you're going to get both of them will get t-shirts for sure and other goodies. Maybe even maybe some me undies. Maybe.
Ooh.
Some me undies. May or may not have been worn.
Undies.
You're going to get some meat undies. If I've had anything to do with them, they're all meat undies.
Oh, settle down there.
So yeah, we'll get you a little prize packs and not that little. We'll get you a little prize pack. No. So yeah, Hysteria Nation, it's in the pinned posts at the top and, post the photo. Unfortunately, I'm not taking your word for it, you lying sacks of crap. No, I swear I did it. I can't find it. I did it. I swear. Anyway, though, so that's the only thing.
You hear that? You hear that, you bastards? That's what Brent thinks of you. Don't act that way.
Yeah. And then, like you said, the weird news, weird at hysteria51.com. Get them into us. And that's where these are coming from.
That's right. What you got to lead us off with there?
So I have Mr. Patrick McRae sends us... Oh, my screen timed out. UFO legend. This comes from the Gazette. And where is that from? Pulitzer Prize winner established 1872, the Gazette. Is that right? It sure is.
From Hannibal, Missouri.
The Hannibal Bee. UFO legend. Horse found dead and mutilated 55 years ago in Colorado gets new life as a roadside attraction. It starts out with all good stories do with a little bit of a story itself. Judy Messaline steps into the garage and frowns at the horse skeleton. Oh, she sighs. Dear Snippy. Snippy is the name. Dear Penthouse. Here we go. So this dead horse, 55 years, mutilated. It was one of those they thought maybe those UFO mutilations, like cattle mutilations. It was the victim of something or someone, they say. And the tragedy remains a debate. They don't know, so they have kept the remains. So this is in San Luis Valley, sparsely populated valley, big starry skies, just a huge area. Anyway, you ask around, they say everyone there has a UFO story. You know, it's kind of one of those areas of weird, you know, everyone sees stuff in the sky. Now, granted, we've talked about this a lot on the show. When you live in those sparsely populated areas that have no light pollution, you see a lot of weird stuff, and a lot of that could be, well, UFOs, as we're finding out from the government, also could be ramjets and things like that, you know, government
satellites.
Stuff.
I see satellites out here all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, this horse's bones are going to be, it's going to be at the UFO Watchtower, this Messaline's roadside attraction. So for the first time in decades, Snippy will return to display this summer, and the plan is for her to move into a building specially built attached to the viewing dome people have come to know along Colorado 17, the Cosmic Highway. So in your stomping ground.
I see where this is.
This Snippy is, they bought, she's either, they say, well, she says she's either joking or serious for the ads. The skeleton was also the most expensive things she bought. The remains were listed on eBay for $50,000.
Wow.
For this horse that was mutilated 55 years ago. yep, she's going to bump up because of that the Watchtower's $2 cost of admission, and she's making new Snippy. I keep wanting to say Snoopy every time. Snippy t-shirts.
Snoopy. She's bumping it up from $2 to what?
They didn't say. That's still being... She's pontificating.
Yeah, Brent, this is 2 hours from me.
This might be a on location we have to send you.
Could be. You know what? I have heard that this area is a hotspot. Like, they have a ton of... sightings and UFO activity in this one area of it's basically like just southern Colorado, like just go straight south from the middle.
Well, there's
of
so
Colorado.
Much of just middle of nowhere nothingness. I don't mean nothing, but literally nothing. You know, it's kind of like driving out through there. It's almost like you're in Nevada or, you know, Montana or somewhere. This horse also is famous. This is, you can see that the skull was cut where they got the brains out. There was no brain when they found the skull or where they found the horse. It's kind of a local legend that was very much investigated at the time. Most of the organs were removed, and just, it was a weird thing that they couldn't explain. And if you remember back in the day, well, they went through a big rash of those. Now there's conjecture whether it was the U.S. government testing things, and they were doing it to see, you know, people could figure out what was going on, or was it aliens coming here and testing, we need some horses and cows, get them to us. You know, choose your own adventure on that. But Snippy lives on in memory, not only memory, in bones also in this roadside attraction.
Huh. Huh. Now this is near a an actual like tourist destination. So if anybody's headed out near Alamosa, let's see.
Yeah, if you're going
there's
there,
a,
we'll yeah, contact them a, ahead of time, and we will we'll see if we can get some photos there for you with some stickers and stuff. We're gonna contact Snippy.
This is near the Great Sand Dunes National Park, which is basically where a bunch, from what I understand, there's a, it's a bunch of sand blown up into sand dunes because there's mountains in the way. So no. Just the wind blows the sand, and apparently there's huge dunes at the base of these mountains.
And those dunes are populated with aliens who like horse with brains. Aliens.
Yeah, this is right in that area.
God damn it, Snippy.
Oh, Snippy.
Oh, Snippy. We're going to replace Seabot on here with Snippy, the brain dead horse. Let's do it. Yeah, so there's a lot of these. So every once in a while, we haven't done a long time, but, well, long time, it's been a couple years, not that long, I guess. But my wife and I will go on these driving trips, and we try to stop at any of those kinds of things that we can find. We don't really plot them. But you know, the world's biggest nonstick skillet, mm-hmm. you know, and this, that, and the other, anything we can find. Have you ever done them? Have you ever done any of those?
I'm sure I have a few. I don't often,
yeah,
do them because I feel like when I'm out and about, I plan things out too much. So
well, that's I'm
like, we can't get off schedule.
That's why we do these week long trips where we let ourselves not be scheduled because yeah. Otherwise we get in too much of a hurry. So these are kind of our vacations from vacations. A lot of times we'll go down like Tennessee or, you know, somewhere in the South, Atlanta, you know, somewhere like that. And then kind of drive around on the way and just let ourselves wander mm-hmm. and see what we can see. But
it used to be a bigger thing in America.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are really cool, and some of them aren't worth the 50-cent admission, so you never know what you're going to get into.
2 bits.
Good day, sir. So that's the Snippy attraction. Hopefully, I can't wait for it to open up. We're going to get some photos, and we're going to get you down there. We're going to see if they'll let you ride Snippy is what I'm getting at. I want you to stick something in the skull hole. I don't care what.
Whoa.
Just something. We're going to go to break real quick, and when we come back, David is going to hit us with something that sucks. That's after the break on nice. Hysteria. Not hysteria. Blurry hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works. you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now, right now. Get started. For Larry limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Oh, Snippy.
Snip, 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 snip.
Has anyone seen Snippy? I haven't seen him, Paul. Well, go find her. It said him and her. I think it was a her. I can't remember. You know. Sure. 55 years from the day she died, it's okay.
Are you assuming that horse is gender?
I, son of a bitch. Nay, I say.
mine comes from the BBC. Whitby Dracula gathering smashes vampire fancy dress world record.
This
one was sent to us by Evil Mike, who is a consummate and delightful human. Everybody should be a fan of Evil Mike.
I think when you said Evil Mike, I think of like Fat Mike from what was that, MXPX or whatever the band. He's a musician, famous punk rocker, Fat Mike, but not same.
That's Evil Mike. That's beyond my pay
grade. Evil Mike. Evil Mike sends us something about vampires, so it seems a little on the nose there, Evil Mike.
Oh, well, because Evil Mike knows what he's doing.
Evil Mike is the guy who put this on. He's like, free publicity.
He is not a fence sitter. He has chosen his team.
You got it. I appreciate that. All right. So this is the world's largest. Is this like a Guinness Book thing or what was it?
They broke the Guinness record for largest gathering of people dressed as vampires.
So, unfortunately, there was 14 Psy vampires there, so everyone there was very sad. Oh, I feel so drained. Yeah. Oh, do you want to go
just
to Denny's?
Just a bunch of, what's his name, Colin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so apparently the record was 1,039 vampires in one spot. That was set in 2011. I'll tell you what. Can you guess where that happened?
I mean, well, you said the BBC. Was it in Transylvania?
No.
Then I'm out of guesses.
It was the original record was set in Doswell, Virginia.
Oh, wait, really?
Yes.
Virginia.
So they set that in 2011. Not a lot going on in Doswell, I guess. Doswell's like, well, we don't have a UFO, so maybe what's our we don't start with an R. It's not Roswell. We start with a D. What's a good thing? Oh, Dracula. Yeah. Anyway, that's my Doswell origin story. So it was smashed this year by 300 vampires.
Whoa.
300 more. So a 1,369 vampires.
What do you call a group of vampires? It's not like a coven. It's not like a, what is that? A nest? A nest of vampires?
That's where they reside, probably.
Mm.
I would say it's a...
We're going to the fact machine. What do you call a group of vampires?
Hang on, I'm thinking ascot?
Oh,
don't you have like an ascot of vampires?
It's a menagerie.
Is it really?
Of vampires.
Yeah, screw that.
I don't like it.
A brood.
Okay, so there's a few. They also call it a destitute or a symphony. So a menagerie.
I see
destitute.
Coven too.
Yeah, I like a symphony of vampires. That just feels right to me.
Yeah, none of them seem like they're right, though, do they?
And then this one says it's called a coven, so pretty much choose your own adventure. It's called a family reunion.
I think we need to choose one, and we need better than these options.
I'm going to go with Symphony. You can call it whatever you want. We'll just keep going back and forth.
What you guys at home, write in and tell us what you would call a group of vampires, because these are just dumb.
We got a suck fest outside of Dallas.
A syndicate?
Yeah.
A blood bank?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, they did this
Congress. We were way off.
That's two on the nose.
Yeah, they're all blood suckers.
Fucking old, undead, walking husks.
Oceans of time to veto this bill.
Hear me. I am filibustering.
Then in the 17th century, when I was but a wee lad of 400.
Yes, thank you, your dark master, Strom Thurmond.
Now we will hear from Elder Vampire Mitch the Beach McConnell.
So Whitby is in the north of England, and it's the site of where Dracula's ship landed in the novel Dracula by Bram Stoker. This was to celebrate Stoker's 125th year release of Dracula.
I wonder, for this to count, see what I did there, how dressed do they have to be? Like, could I buy
I will tell you.
Oh, okay, good.
There actually is, it's strict about the official costume, it says.
Okay.
It must include black shoes, black trousers or dress, waistcoat, shirt, black cape or collared overcoat, and fangs on the top set of teeth.
So you can't go as one of the guys from like Lost Boys. So it's got to be Dracula.
It's got to be kind of like
one of those Euro trash weird.
Christopher Lee normally wore on any given day. Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. Now the best part of this, best in the sense that I shake my damn head, is they had to put a sign up that said, please do not ask staff where Dracula's grave is, as there isn't one. Apparently, they had so many people going around to staff at the Carfax Abbey or St. Mary's Church saying, where's the grave? We want to see the grave. And they're like, he's a fictional character. You fucking idiot. Like,
it reminds
Dracula
me there.
Was not, vampires are not real. Can we... I don't, the world, man, it's just getting dumb.
We went to the Congress Hotel here, you know, the haunted Congress Hotel.
Yeah.
And it was go forth floor and I, and we stayed there and we did this, you know.
You mean Joe Beck?
What did I say?
Flora. I've successfully entrenched myself within this podcast. Now I'm infiltrating your memory.
Yeah, right.
That's step two.
Paging Dr. Freud. So Peck and I and go forth. So we stayed there and we did a Ouija board session and all that stuff. We were trying to talk to all the people there because, you know, supposedly it's super haunted and they're just like, it's not haunted. Please leave us alone. Like, please, can we just talk to you? No. It's like, oh my God. So you just see that same thing happening. Can you tell me where Dracula's grave is? Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck.
Is this where Frodo was born? Do you think everybody at that hotel ever gets people coming up being like, where are all the politicians that need to do their jobs?
The Congress Hotel. Where are they meeting at? I got my...
Is this where they stay when they're voting on bills?
Yes, I do think that happened, sadly. That's on both sides of the, on all sides of it, because the average person is really smart, is what I'm getting at, and a wonderful human being, no matter who you are.
I drove a horse carriage in downtown Chicago for a little while, and
What is your life? What is your life?
I don't even know anybody.
Back when I was in haberdashery, I was...
When I was a milliner for the king.
Yeah, okay,
I made a hat. Exquisite.
So there you were driving a horse carriage.
I was driving a horse carriage, and I had one family, let's say, riding in the horse carriage, and the dude, one of the dudes, like, I don't know if it was the dad or a brother or something, but he literally asked me, can we see the ocean from here?
Oh, God.
Because he thought Lake Michigan was the ocean.
Well, do you...
And, like, you know, not everybody has to know geography. That's fine.
I don't know, sir. But, do you have a satellite uplink?
like, to not know you're in the middle of a country is a little beyond the pale for me.
You know, I have had where we were talking to people that weren't from here, and we told them that the water looks like the ocean. And they didn't believe me on that because it's a lake. I'm like, yeah, the Great Lakes, you know, like a third of all the water on Earth is over here. But that is a little more easy to understand because you don't expect it to look like the ocean. But you also should know it's not the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Unless they were from America and they just saw it and assumed because maybe their geography was off. But I don't know.
You know, I can't say 100%, but they sounded like they were from Jersey.
Yeah.
Which, more.
Do you mind telling me where's the fucking ocean, man? Is that can you see it from here? My daughter wants to see the ocean. Get us on a horse.
They tipped horribly.
Well, that sounds about right.
I will say that. Didn't appreciate that. Yeah. I drove them in the rain, and yeah, got like a $2 tip.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, enough bitching about stupidity. So that's what we got, Brent.
How can they remember to send us this once again? We're gonna drill it home.
I mean, the simple fact that we get weird with this stuff. So weird at Hysteria51.com.
The weirdest part of this was a sentence started when I was driving a horse carriage for a while in the city of Chicago. I expect you to say in the 1700s. I mean, I've said too much.
I mean,
I've said too much. Click.
Before I ventured to Whitby to take place in these shenanigans of my ilk.
I prefer Kong, a murder of vampires.
A murder. would if given the option, Brent, would you become a vampire?
We talk about this all the time. For my wife and I talk about this like it's going to happen. And we argue about this. If we're ever given the option to become a werewolf or a vampire, it's like, what do you choose? And I guess it depends on the lore. Like if it's like one of those, you know, they live forever werewolves. Well, they got the most freedom because, you know, only like one day a month are you beholden to it. But then maybe you're super strong and you live forever. And vampires, are they the vampires that are constantly like hungering and can't be around people? Or what is it? I put
Anne
way
Rice
too
vampire.
Much thought into this.
Anne Rice vampire.
Probably. That's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just the living your life and just so happen to be a vampire. You can still be around people unless you're a little girl who will never grow up. Then you might might have some problems. Yeah. What are you gonna do? What about you?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're right about the lore. Like, if it was one of those mindless kind of undead, basically zombie vampire,
John Carpenter's vampires, like all of them were kind of just like mindless, you know, other than like their masters.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you. But yeah.
But if you if you could turn into a bat or. Mm-hmm. Smoke or control, you know, the children of the night and stuff like that'd be pretty
cool. Of time.
Super, super strong. And, you know, basically you just had to get your blood intake every night or every other night. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, right. What is the...
At a certain point, you learn how to build up a bank, right? You get yourself a little blood bank in the basement.
And you
freeze your blood.
Hopefully don't have to go out a-murdering. If you guys are looking for a funny... Now, I'm switching over to werewolf instead of a vampire. Werewolf movie. Werewolves Within. It's a comedy show. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's newer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got the AT&T girl?
It has, yeah. And it has a little bit of a 30 Days of Night feel, almost. But very different. I don't want that to sway anyone. That's just a little bit of the, you know, they're in a remote area kind of thing. Very much worth a watch. I enjoyed it a lot.
Now, is that streaming anywhere?
I would assume so. It's probably everywhere now because it came out like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Werewolves Within.
Yeah. I'm going to look that one up.
It was enjoyable. My wife was like, ugh, okay. And then we watched it and she's like, that was actually really cool. Really fun. And plus the AT&T girl's in there who is just hideous is what I was going to say. Just so, so hideous. I didn't pause any of it just to stare.
She's very talented. Let's just say, let's not get into that. She gets a lot of flack from people online. I feel sorry for her.
She's actually hilarious. She's been a comedian for a long time. She used to have her own kind of talk show where they'd have celebrities like Matt Damon, all these big celebrities, and she'd act awkward around them. And it was a really funny shtick. She did it really well. So it's unfortunate.
But a lot of people, focus on her looks.
Yeah, so. You're right. And I tell you what, she did an awesome show with Joel Hodgson, who was the creator of MST3K, called Other Space. It was only on for one season, and it got good reviews, but it was on one of those streaming services that only was around for like one season, you know, like Yahoo Streaming or whatever the hell it was. But it was a hilarious show. Yeah, I don't remember what it was. But so YouTube if you can TV. Find it, look up Other Space, and it's definitely worth a watch.
Cool.
Weird at hysteria51.com. Send us your stuff, and we'll get it.
Tell
on
us
here.
Your vampire brood.
Call us 773-669-7277 and leave us your best blah. All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.